Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
Wings are here.
Oh, from
No, I'd never order from anymore. Popeyes now has wings in 5 flavors. Ghost pepper, roasted garlic parmesan, sweet and spicy, signature hot, and honey barbecue. Marinated in Louisiana spices, hand-battered and flipped. Makes no sense they're $5.99 for 6 pieces. Taste them.
Mmm, crunchy outside.
And juicy inside.
Consider me a convert.
That's the most romantic thing you've said to me all month.
We don't make sense. We make chicken.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Price may vary.
The Air Adventures of Biggles. While they're flying Mishu to the native village of Latonga in northern Uganda, Algin and Pat see an ominous sign on the horizon. Black clouds are beginning to mass against the sky. In tropical areas, this could mean a fearful storm, perhaps a cyclone. Algy coaxes even more speed from the little Oster and anxiously scans the ground for sign of the landing field.
Is it far from here, Mishu?
No, Bwana. We're close now.
But I don't suppose you can point out the actual field for us, can you?
Maybe. Me should not know till I see.
There'll be some sort of marking, Pat. All I'm hoping is that we see it soon.
The storm doesn't seem to be traveling fast in this direction. We might miss it.
But if we don't, it'll carry us over into the mountain country. Some of those peaks are over 15,000 feet.
Yes, Mount Stanley and Ruwenzori. Algy, there it is.
The field?
I think so. There's a big white circle on the ground.
Is that Latonga, Mishu?
Yes, Bwana. There is the kraal, and in the trees by the place for aeroplanes, his sleeping hut. Oh, white man.
There's some breeze about already. See the windsock?
It's not enough to stop us landing.
Oh, no, we'll put down all right. But we shan't waste any time down there. You clear on your job, Mishu?
Yes, Bwana. Mishu move among native people. Ask about big place where black elephant keep cattle.
Find out anything at all about him. What he usually does when he's in this part of the world. Where he goes. Anything at all. Then come back to the rest hut here at the Tonga. And wait for one of us to pick you up.
Yes, Bwana.
And be careful you don't tangle with Zeta Zulu yourself, Mishu. We want you back again.
Zeta Zulu not kill Mishu. No man kill Mishu. He mighty warrior.
Be a bushman first and run away if you see trouble coming. That way you'll live long. Hoist open the hatch, Pat, and let him out.
There you are, Mishu. Goodbye.
And good luck, old son. Make sure we see you back here.
Goodbye, Bwana. Miss Shock come back soon.
Righto, Pat. Close up. As soon as he's clear of the kite, we'll take off again.
There's someone coming across the field. It's a white man.
I thought there weren't any white men here.
He's beckoning to us.
Oh, confound him. What the blazes does he want?
We'd better wait until he gets over. It might be important.
All right. But he can jump in the lake if he thinks we're going to stay here nattering for long.
Hello there. I thought you were going to fly off without saying good day.
That's about all we've time to say.
Oh, nonsense. You're coming over to the rest house for a cup of tea.
No, sorry, old man. We don't do that. There's a storm coming.
That? Won't be here for over hours. It may just drift up and down the horizon for a while and then wander away. They often do in this part of the world.
It looks a bad one, though.
It doesn't matter how bad it is, does it, if you're not in it? You know, you're the first white people I've seen for a fortnight. I'm not going to lose you as quickly as this. Come over with me?
Well,
We might as well, Algy, providing we don't stay long.
All right, 5 minutes, that's all.
That's all it'll be. I put the billy on when I heard your plane. Oh, my name's Simmons, by the way.
This is Miss Kendall, and I'm Algy Lake.
Yes, you see, I'm a game ranger. That takes me all over these outlandish places. I like the life, but it's darn lonely at times.
If you work this area, you may know something of the Black Elephants gang.
Set of Zulu and his blokes.
Hmm.
Yeah, I've heard about them, of course, but I haven't struck them myself.
That's a pity. We're hunting them.
Hunting them? You've taken on a job. Those boys kill.
So do we, if it's necessary.
Me, I'd rather hunt poachers and wild animals. They're safer.
Poachers?
Yes. There's a lot of poaching in these parts. The natives kill off elephant and rhino for the ivory. There's always a market for that amongst crooked traders.
That must be a big job. A single white man covering hundreds of square miles looking for blokes who've killed a few animals.
It's sizable. The natives don't help either. They'll never report each other. You know something? I think the poaching in this area is organized. It's my theory there's a white man at the back of it all.
We'll leave you to track him down while we look for our black man.
Is that why you're here now?
Oh, no. No, this is another side of my job. There have been reports of an ambitious leopard in this locality. He's gone past the taste for cattle and he likes humans now. Quite a few of the natives have made good meals for him lately.
Are you on his trail yet?
Well, not really. I've seen signs of him, of course, but leopards are darned hard to track down. And dangerous, too, if they're man-eaters.
Oh, it seems to me these jungles are full of dangers.
They are, miss. Never underrate the African jungle.
Suffering cats, look at that wind. It's come up while we've been gassing.
The storm.
We'll have to go now, Simmons. Come along, Pat.
Goodbye, Mr. Simmons. Thanks for the tea.
Hey, oh. So long, folks. It's been good to talk to you. I hope you'll be all right up there.
Here on my bunk, Ginge. I'm being just plain lazy for half an hour.
There's a storm up north, Biggles.
What's that? How do you know?
Bertie and I were over at the airways office when a kite came in from the Sudan. The pilot said he'd skirted a terrific electrical storm that was sweeping in from the sea.
Did he give you the location of it?
It was coming across Kenya when he saw it. But by now, it'll be right over the north of Uganda.
Caesar's ghost. Pat and Algy will be bang in the middle of it. Where's Bertie?
He went to the radio room. He's going to see if they can make contact with Algy.
We'll join him. If they strike a tropical storm in the Oster, they may be in trouble. Real trouble.
Algy. All I can pick up on the radio is static. We'll never make contact through this.
Never mind. They couldn't help us if we did. We're in this dashed storm. We'll have to get out of it.
Can I help?
No, thanks, Pat. It's just a matter of trying to keep the darn thing on an even keel. When these blasts of wind hit us, they nearly wrenched the stick out of my hand.
Did you top up the fuel before we left Kampala, Algy?
Oh, no, I didn't think of it. Good grief, don't tell me the juice is low.
Afraid it is. I'll have to switch on to the auxiliary tank in a minute.
Oh, confound it all. Why was I fool enough to take off from that strip?
Don't blame yourself for that. You didn't know it would be as bad as this.
You should always expect it to be bad. By Jupiter, it is. Do you realize we're being blown right off our course?
I know. To the west.
Towards those whopping great mountains. If we get amongst those in this storm... Well, we'd better not, that's all.
There's no sign of any mountains yet. And we're still flying at only 7,000 feet.
No, the altimeter doesn't mean a thing. It was set for Kampala. Maybe we're only 7,000 feet above the level of the strip there, but Mount Stanley is 17,000 above it. We'll look pretty if we're anywhere near that, won't we?
Unfortunately, visibility's so bad we can't tell. Those are probably clouds out there, but...
But they might have rocks in them. All we can do is plug on and hope for the best. See the petrol gauge?
Zero. We're out of juice.
Nearly. We must be near those ranges now.
Algy, swing away.
What the?
That big mass, it's a mountain.
Good grief, I thought it was a cloud. Blimey, Charlie. We were nearly into that one.
It's enormous. We're still flying alongside it.
Hello?
The petrol's finished.
That's that.
Can we glide, Algy?
Not for long in this storm. And for all I know, the ground may be only 10 feet below us.
It's further than that. I can see it coming up now.
Trees! That's going to be nice.
We might be all right if we sink onto them.
If we do, I'm pulling back on the stick as hard as I can now. If I pull any more, we'll stall.
It's coming, Algy. Switch off the ignition.
That's right. Lift your knees, Pat, and cover your face. Here we go!
Despite Algy's skill, the helpless aircraft rips into the treetops, tilts onto its nose, then sinks slowly back. Have the flyers been injured? Where are they? And how will they return to their friends? Listen again for thrills in the next chapter of The Air Adventures of Biggles.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
Wings are here.
Oh, from
No, I'd never order from anymore. Popeyes now has wings in 5 flavors. Ghost pepper, roasted garlic parmesan, sweet and spicy, signature hot, and honey barbecue. Marinated in Louisiana spices, hand-battered and flipped. Makes no sense they're $5.99 for 6 pieces. Taste them.
Mmm, crunchy outside.
And juicy inside.
Consider me a convert.
That's the most romantic thing you've said to me all month.
We don't make sense. We make chicken.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Price may vary.